I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Americans eat tons of shrimp every year, more than any other kind of seafood, and most of that shrimp comes from overseas. Yet the shrimp industry has been plagued with some serious issues, like the use of slave labor for shrimping in Thailand, something we've talked about here on the show. There are also environmental concerns when it comes to shrimp farming. So what to do? Ping Huang reports on one small solution in an unlikely place.
You might not think of an industrial strip mall in the suburbs of Boston as a place for a shrimp farm, but then you probably haven't met this guy.
I'm James Tran, and I'm the founder of Sky 8 Shrimp Farm.
The first thing to know about James Tran is that he's an engineer. In his day job, he designs semiconductors for the tech industry. And on nights and weekends, he works on turning out some of the cleanest, sustainable seafood in Boston. I met James at his indoor shrimp farm in Stoughton, Massachusetts. It's about the size of three tennis courts, with a series of above-ground tanks. They hold filtered seawater and shrimp in different life stages.
And I think that I need a flashlight to see the inside. Let me go get the flashlight.
James shines a light on the water. It's a murky brown. He says it's filled with good bacteria that process the shrimp waste. The shrimp themselves are translucent, and they flutter their legs as they swim. It's a lean startup operation, run by James and three equity partners. Almost everything at the farm is automated, except for harvest and delivery. But the thing that has chefs in Boston and beyond chasing his shrimp?
The texture and the flavor are just phenomenal. So a lot of people demand it.
At age 40, James is an entrepreneur. But his path wasn't always so clear. He grew up on the coast of Vietnam, one of 10 kids in a family of fishermen. In the mid-80s, he fled the country with an adult brother and teenage sister.
At age of 10, my brother just threw me in the boat and get to Hong Kong. So 30 day, 30 night, that's what I remember. Most of my childhood memory started when I was in a refugee camp in Hong Kong until now.
Those memories are tough and humiliating. The family landed at Hong Kong's Chim Ma Wan refugee camp, where James says gangs bullied and beat him and forced him to parade around naked in front of other refugees. A few months later, James and his siblings arrived in Stockton, California.
My life was terrible.
They moved from place to place, subsisting on welfare. He did odd jobs, selling hot dogs and delivering furniture.
I'm trying to work my way up, but again, I was being pushed down.
James put himself through college, took advantage of California's technology boom, and learned to design and build semiconductors. Eventually, he got on a solid track. He met his wife and moved to Boston, where he found work as an engineer.
When I came here, I tried hard. I worked nonstop, 7 days a week to build something and to build something that is different.
James got the idea for that something different on a trip to Vietnam to see his parents and siblings. Some of them were shrimp farmers, and he saw the problems of farming firsthand.
The village where I live in Vietnam have very, very beautiful beach. It's just better than Hawaii or anywhere else. But they polluted our ocean.
Ocean water flowed into open-air ponds where shrimp were raised on antibiotics and polluted water. Sludge was discharged back into the ocean. James says some shrimp farmers won't even eat their own product.
To be honest, people in Vietnam, where my village right now, people cannot even go to swimming anymore. That's why it got to be a better way of shrimp farming.
Chefs in the Boston area think so, too. Some of them told me that they like the fact that James's shrimp are clean, fresh, and raised without antibiotics. And if the conditions in suburban Boston aren't ideal for tropical shrimp, he says it's kind of the point. If his shrimp can survive the cold, snowy winters here, they can survive almost anywhere. James isn't yet making a living at this. The farm is still a working prototype, and it's been through some ups and downs. But he's ready to scale up his concept and build bigger, better shrimp farms with what he's learned. He's just looking for the right investor. As for looking back at how far he's come, it's not something he thinks about much. But if there was a message he could give to his childhood self...
Just try your best to build something different. That what I would tell that 10 years old kid. Just never give up.
For The World, I'm Ping Huang, Stoughton, Massachusetts.
That story is part of our Global Nation project, featuring stories about a changing nation and its people. Add your thoughts on social media with the hashtag GlobalNation.